This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, November 15th. Well, yesterday we started out strong, getting a nice strong bounce and getting up into the first level of resistance, and then the market faded and closed about mid-range. So we didn't get a lot of follow-through after the strong start. But the spreads between Kansas City and Chicago continue to widen out, picking up another dime in some of these contract months. So Kansas City, about $1.44 over Chicago, is the highest it's been in years. And it doesn't look like that's slowing down. But it's getting to a price level that should really stall out that spread. You know, we've got pressure coming from the Black Sea corridor looking like it's going to stay open. That's bearish wheat in general. But Kansas City is holding its gains mostly due to the poor crop conditions in the southern plains. I would imagine that the premiums are going to stay pretty much intact. But again, I think we're getting to the top end of a trading range that that spread would settle into. I don't see Kansas City really losing all that much to Chicago on fundamentals until we get a better look at what the crop is. And we're not going to know that until April, probably at best. So that's a long time away. And again, I think that KC normally should hold a premium to Chicago. And for a couple of years, it was discount. Finally, it's recaptured its normal premium. And now it's getting to a point where it's a little beyond what the average is, which is understandable. But I think we're kind of pushing it to the upside as far as that spread goes. We got winter wheat plantings pretty much wrapped up. Corn harvest and soybean harvest also pretty much wrapped up. Corn harvest at 93%, soybeans at 96%. So it's pretty much just cleanup business from here on out. Crop condition ratings for winter wheat at 32%, good to excellent. That was up 2 points on the week, still down 14 points from a year ago. We are seeing some improvement as we head into the cold weather. But we're still near record low conditions as we head into dormancy. And it looks like what is not dormant yet probably will get there by the end of this week. We got a lot of cold temperatures coming in from the north. That's going to spread down into the Midwest and get into the Central Plains a bit, but it's mostly going to be geared toward the Midwest. Other weather news, we got some rain coming into the southern two-thirds of Texas in the next 2 weeks. That's encouraging. We don't see that rain event pushing north into the Central Plains, but at least in Texas, especially that southern half and eastern half of Texas, has had a fair amount of moisture over the last month or so. So I would expect that that crop looks pretty decent. It's as you get into the more key growing areas, if you will, Oklahoma, and obviously especially Kansas, where the dryness conditions have been prevalent for months, and it doesn't look like we're getting much improvement, at least in the short term. So getting back to the Black Sea corridor, it looks like Russia is prepared to sign a deal, and it also looks like the UN and the United States agree that they can have one of their banks have the sanctions removed from one of their banks and re-enter the SWIFT system. So this will allow much easier payment structures for Russian exports. And that not only includes wheat, but it includes fertilizer, which is a huge boost to farmers in general across the world, where Russia is a major fertilizer producer and exporter. Fertilizer prices have been a record high for a couple of years, so this should be a huge help to fertilizer prices. So it looks like that is going to be completed. The agreement was going to expire on November 22nd, so we needed to see something done this week, and it looks like that's going to happen. So we'll continue to see big exports come out of Russia as far as wheat goes, and now some fertilizer. Also, we'll continue to see a fair amount of corn being exported out of Ukraine, along with some minor volumes of wheat and sunflowers. But this keeps the Black Sea open. It keeps pressure on the wheat market and probably the corn market as well. You know, we've got pressure not only from Ukraine, but also from Brazil in the corn space, and that doesn't look to change in the next couple months. So, you know, weakness in U.S. corn probably will continue. That'll be somewhat of a drag on wheat as well. But in general, I think with the Russian presence in the export market for wheat with a huge crop, they're going to keep pressure on the wheat market. I think through the winter. They have deep water ports available to them, and they will use them. And they've been very aggressive with their export FOB offers to date. I don't see that changing really, especially now with the easier payment system. I would expect Russia will really step up and continue to be aggressive selling throughout the winter. This just kind of really opens the doors for them, and it keeps pressure on the wheat, the world wheat market in general. And I think that's going to continue to pressure futures prices as well, at least in the short term. Seasonally, wheat prices do tend to sell off into the Thanksgiving window. That is certainly happening this year. So I would expect, just follow those seasonals along, look for some sort of bottoming process in this last week of November, and then start to work our way higher through December and into early January. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.